Nobody's next in between me and my man. It's me and Mr. Jones.
Me and Mr. Jones.
What kind of fuckery is this? You made me miss the slick reggae. Have thought I didn't love you when I did. Can't believe you played me out like that. No, you ain't worth guessing.
Hey, 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 how's it going out there? Welcome back. It's another Tuesday. I believe it's another Tuesday. We're pretty much at the end of the month. The end of the first month of January already of 2013.
Oh, already 1/12 of the year is over.
That's right. Hey, everybody. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you're, in fact, listening to the one and only Carolyn and Joe Show.
And we have a very special guest for the first time in the studio.
Another first. Another first.
I hear the laugh of Lauren Jaslow.
Hey guys, how you doing?
How's it going, Lauren?
It's going all right.
I like that. Right. You're comfortable sitting Indian style here in the studio, just relaxing.
You look like one of those girls that's just like in her bedroom, chilling out, singing into like a hairbrush.
Amy Winehouse, you know?
Is that what happened?
You're just like, I'm in my room, hanging out.
That feels kind of.
That is how relaxing the Carolyn and Joe Show is.
I remember when we had our photo shoot, like already at the end of 2012, we were thinking of some sort of music to get you in the mood, and you're like, play some Amy Winehouse. And then everyone was all like, oh, I miss Amy. Everything's big like that.
She is missed.
Are you a big fan of Amy Winehouse? I mean,
huge.
That's why I played it. That's why I had this intro for you.
To me, she's just amazing on so many levels. And it's really sad that she's gone.
But they always go too young.
Way too young.
You've been
also, I'm like, why didn't anybody stop that? Like, it's like everyone in the whole world knew that she was a...
It was because she had just gotten clean, I think. And I don't know. I haven't even tried to read up on the reason because I'm just like, oh, it's still like a tragedy to
exactly.
me. You know?
Yeah.
But she... I guess it's like if you do anything... After like ridding your body of it, and then you go back to something that you've built up a tolerance to, then it's gonna, you know, I guess it can kill you.
Oh, hold that thought. Hold that. It could kill you. Thought. Here's the news music. With the news music comes Carolyn's news.
It's the news. Hey guys, we have some upcoming tour dates. It's gonna be amazing. On March 30th, there's Asbury Park Comic Con at the convention center this time around, not at the bowling alley. So we're going to be
not
right
at Asbury
by
Lanes,
the water.
Right?
Not at Asbury Lanes, at the convention center. It's going to be bigger, badder. There's going to be crazy guests. Like, people that have illustrated for Mad Magazine are going to be there. It's going to be amazing. You know, like, the Mad Folden, Lauren, like, at the end? That guy's going to be there.
The Folden guy?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. It's not the dude, the face.
No, it's not Alfred E. Newman. But you know what is interesting, though?
He was there.
The Alfred E. Newman character does kind of look like the Asbury Park character.
The Tilly,
Tilly. Yeah. So I think that that's a kind of good in-between mishmash of things that are going to be happening at Asbury Park Comic Con. And Joe and I are going to be there. Maybe Lauren might even be there.
I will probably be there.
You can meet her
You can
there.
Meet Lauren Jaslow.
You can meet me there.
At Asbury Park Comic Con.
Bring it on, man. Bring it on. You can buy some Curls pins.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Yeah. So join
and
us
comics
all there.
Too. Comics too.
Comics all over the place.
But the magnets and the pins really get me.
Okay, I'll make some extra just for this show. March 30th, be there. It's going to be awesome. I mean, it's like the boardwalk, the beach.
It is, and everything's getting redone. Like, they're fixing it up pretty nice. I was just at a show at Convention Hall, which is like right where they're going to have the Comic-Con, and things are looking pretty good.
Cool. We'll be there. And hopefully the weather will be awesome. Because I remember last year in March, there was a couple days in March last year, it was almost 90 degrees.
Or there will be snow.
Okay, yeah, it's either snow, which would be awesome too, because then at least it gives the cold a purpose. It's like, I'm not just freezing here with my like shoulders hunched up like Larry King freezing. I have a purpose. There's snow. There's stuff coming from the sky. I dig snow. So either if it's snowing or if it's 90 degrees, we're going to be there at Asbury Park Comic Con on March 30th. Then in April, we're going to be at the DC Convention Center, another big show called Awesome Con DC. And that's April 20th and 21st.
It's called AwesomeCon?
Yes.
And is it like multiple things at this convention or it's only comics?
It's
but
mostly,
it's called Awesome.
It's a pop culture
comics,
convention.
But then there's other stuff. Anything.
Define stuff.
I'm not quite sure because it's the first AwesomeCon.
Oh.
So I'm sure they'll have like retailers that will sell like maybe action figures or spin-off of comics things.
Yeah, like
toys.
How conventions are. There's a bunch of people selling stuff and, you know, comics. Hopefully there's a lot of comics-oriented stuff, too.
Where is it? It's at the convention center?
It's actually at the Washington Convention Center.
That means like it's right going to be big.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be massive.
It's the first ever comic convention in that venue that I know of that's ever been around. I mean, maybe there was something a long time ago, but first ever that I've ever heard of.
Well, the New York Comic Con
was...
Woo!
That was crazy, right? Was that the first time you ever been there?
I didn't know. Like, it reminded me of festivals and stuff.
Because for people who don't know, Lauren actually was. She took the reins of the Curl Studio booth for pretty much the whole Friday. Yeah, the whole Friday. It was Friday with Lauren.
The
Lauren and Brian show.
It's the Lauren and Brian show.
In the morning, and afternoon, and evening.
Yeah.
The whole day.
We had the Leggets. We had Black Magic Cat.
They were our guests.
They're all over the place.
You know, I was thinking about, like, is this going to be a crazy situation to have them both in there without us? And I was like, this is going to be awesome to have both of you at the booth, you know?
I think at the AwesomeCon, you guys should have, like, real live Leggets.
We've been trying to figure out a way to make that happen.
We did have Amber Love at the previous New York Comic Con. I forget what year this is now because we've been going for a while.
It was last year.
It was
2011.
We had Amber Love at the booth for about 2 hours because I felt like it would be long for it's long for her to like stand there in costume for a long time. So I just made a segment in time for that.
I'll be back in 1 second.
We made a pinup for her and she was able to sign it for people. But yeah, she had like a black cat suit on. She kind of because she's a cosplayer.
Okay.
And so she has several costumes. But she basically took something that she already had and made it into like the spy black. Like, really tight outfit, cat suit.
Things that guys love.
Yeah, I like it, too. Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, so she was at our table dressed as a spy Leggett. But yeah, that would be pretty awesome.
Leggett.
Like, to have... Because there could be two sides of the Leggetts. Like, the burlesque side of it and then, like, the spy side of it.
Spies are cool.
I love spies.
If you can have, like, miniature cameras and, like... Like something cool, like
the
devices.
Boob cam.
The boob.
And then, you know what? If you had a boob cam,
gotcha!
You'd be able to see if, like, a guy was directly staring. Like, the guy would just be directly staring. Hello.
Lauren and I are God. It's funny. Lauren and I actually had a conversation about boobs before heading onto the show today.
We were talking about dudes checking out your tits. And it's, but we were talking about how, like, if you're wearing a low-cut shirt, you can't get mad at a guy for, like, but it's usually old men who are like,
well, because I was saying that, like, I feel like there's a lot of people that are sort of like offended, or they're always like, you know, when they see boobs, there's a, you know, there's people that are afraid of breasts these days. I feel like sometimes people to be afraid of breasts.
There have been a couple outfits that I've seen on people, not just at Comic Cons, because obviously, like, a lot of those Comic Con outfits, you are looking for attention and to be sexy, and that's fine. And it's a character, and you're like. You're kind of looking for that attention in a way.
Especially if you're wearing like a Power Girl or anything like a Catwoman type.
Yeah.
There's those things. There's boobs in those.
There are. There's no way to hide it, really. I mean, that's just how it is. But like, I'm just saying on a typical day-to-day basis, there's been a couple times where I've ran into girls that is basically like, honestly, their outfit was pretty much like, look at my tits.
Yeah.
Like, and I was not even trying to. It's just that when you see that much flesh, you kind of like, your eye kind of is like, oh my God, what's going on over there?
Did you experience that when you were at New York Comic Con, Lauren?
Not too much because I think I'm really good at like separating in my head between performance and like things. I mean, if you're walking down the street and you're shopping and you see someone and like their tits are like bam, you're gonna be like,
what you
you're like whoa, like I wasn't expecting that. You're like in a group of all these like very crazy art people and people very open to a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
And these people are dressed up like the cartoon characters or the comic characters. And, you know, you automatically go into performance mode. But from what I understand, people have told me that there are people, and I met at the Asbury Comic Con this fall. Uh-huh. There are people that literally, like, they have crushes on comic book characters.
Oh, yeah?
Or,
like sexual fantasies about fictional characters.
Yes. And it's, I had a few conversations with people, and it's just very, very interesting. And I think, though, for those people at these events, it's like, these characters are alive, and they really dig having these girls
like,
dressed
Black
up like
Cat
this
in real life. Look at her,
like, yeah, and they'll, like, stand like 30 feet away and just like stand there and look. And then you have the guys who are bold and just like walking up and like, ah, can I take 5,000 pictures and post them to Instagram and my Facebook and send it to my best friend? And
yeah. Well, you know, that's part of the attraction. But you know what, Lauren? We did talk, Joe and I did talk about this in a previous episode, I guess close to a month ago now. For New Year's, we actually were up at Atlantic City. Mm. And there was these two women dressed for New Year's. You know, they were out and about getting ready to party. But honestly, they had like these dresses with sequins on. Nothing against sequins, but they were like tight, really short dresses. And honestly, I walked by them, and in my head, my thought bubble was, I'm ready to fuck.
Like, cool, like, we can say the F word on here.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
You're
like,
so excited to say the F word.
It's so amazing because, like, they weren't, you know, dressed up for necessarily cosplay. They were dressed up for New Year's, which I'm all about, you know, like, might as well celebrate. And if you have something in your closet, you know, wear
Hello,
it.
Hello, 2013.
Yeah, it was pretty much like, but it was like, you could tell that they were just on there, like, they're, like, sniffing out, like, sex. Like
Jersey, baby.
is that what they do in Jersey? They sniff it out.
I did see I did see a couple of ladies that were like dressed, you know, in a nice dress. Mm-hmm. They're more classy about it. But these two people, I'm sorry, it was just like they were looking for it. Like, I wouldn't want to wish anything bad on them.
Was it, like, to the point of, like, shame on you? Or it was just like, girl, I hope you get laid tonight.
Yeah, it was just like,
I hope you achieve. Like,
damn, you are trying.
Yeah, I hope you achieve your goal.
Like, I was like, you know, I know what you're looking for. And good luck, you know.
Good luck.
Like,
good luck. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was like. But in my head, I'm like, you know, that's what they're thinking. They're like, where should we go? Where should we attack? What man should we jump on? Like, I just don't know what their deal was.
Lauren, is that a Jersey thing? Because now you've lived in Jersey for...
I've lived there, yeah.
For like half a year or almost a year now.
I've lived there like 9 months.
Is that something that you see a lot of? Is there
just on the prowl?
Well, yeah.
There is that sort
Park
of, there is that Jersey girl or that sort of Jersey Shore-esque-ness, since you live basically on the Jersey Shore, right?
Two blocks from the Jersey Shore.
Do you experience a lot of that? Do you see a lot of sort of like that stereotype of...
You know, that's been the biggest question coming from Washington, D.C. Everyone's like, so... Jersey, huh? That's everyone asks it like the same exact way. But Asbury Park itself is kind of like this bubble, like an alter universe.
Yeah.
And it reminds me a lot of Richmond. And mm-hmm. But Richmond by the ocean. And because it's just kind of got this like a lot of artists and there's a little bit of a punk vibe going through there, a little bit of a hipster vibe going through it. But then you have your random little hippie shack kind of places. And then, you know, you have a little bit of area that's like maybe not the safest neighborhood and they probably sell crack there. But like,
you gotta make a living.
You just don't go over there when it's dark, you know, like,
I mean, I'm sure you've probably seen a couple people walking the street and then they're like, they're kind of like, we're ready to sell some crack.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty much like, they don't have to say.
Well, honestly, those are the things like surprising. Those are the things that like help me. It like helps you stay in touch with reality, I think. Like that's the thing I kind of enjoy about Richmond. I enjoy it about New York City, and I enjoy it about even DC is like the guy that when you're walking down the street at like 3 a.m. and it's well lit and no one's gonna attack you, but it's this guy who's like talking to himself, and he's just like, babe, 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 babe. You're just like, so, honey.
That was the craziest. When we were
gonna keep walking.
But that was what was nuts is that when we hung out with you at Asbury Park and we were walking the boardwalk, it really did feel like in that short amount of time, that boardwalk knew you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
everyone like that you walk by, you're like, hey, what's up, Tyrone? Or hey, what's up?
Tyrone. No,
like, you Tyrone. Only, I didn't say only Tyrone.
Live I only know one like, Tyrone. He's in D.C.
Tyrone is in D.C., Joe, not in Jersey.
And then there's
Jersey.
Tyrone Biggums.
But, like, when you first moved to, like, Jersey, did you set out, or Jersey, to Asbury Park, did you set out to, like, oh, okay, I'm going to go to every place and just, like, get to know everyone? Or did
no.
it just sort of happen? Are they open like that?
Well, yeah, well, so, okay, so the where we started with this, there's not, in Asbury Park, there's not a lot of this, like, Jersey Shore thing. When you get away, sometimes you see something random and you're kind of like, who, what are they doing over there? And then you're like, oh, right, I'm in Jersey.
You have to remind yourself.
Yeah. And it's like, they have very, like, their random people be like this kind of like Kid Rock kind of vibe to them. And you're just like,
like a wigger?
Over there,
is that what that is? Or
no,
a white
no,
rapper?
Like,
or what?
No, it's like, it's just like the, I don't want to like give it a name or anything, but it's just like the Jersey.
The Jersey.
But then I also, it's like there's also a really expensive neighborhood, like mansions and stuff right near
yeah.
me, where it's like people that just come down for the time, like for the summer or whatever. But I didn't set out to do anything. I just kind of like got there and just kind of, I don't know, I like walk around. I didn't even like take my camera out to take pictures for a really long time. Just kind of, I went there with a very specific focus and purpose and taking things in. And then you just kind of slowly meet people over time and go where you things are cool and meet a person here or there.
I wish people at home can see like that, like, you do talk with your hands, and it's also to see, like, because it's very much like you're like going through the waves of the world with your hands that you tell the story. And I really people need to see that aspect of it.
You got like some turntables going on,
yeah,
like imaginary turntables
we got
in front of you.
DJ Lauren Jadlow on the ones and twos.
I think also you have that type of personality that you can just talk to strangers.
Definitely can,
I mean,
talk
and
to strangers,
knowing when
including
to not
crackheads
talk to strangers.
Definitely, or talk yourself away from a stranger. I also have this. I guess it's interesting. I notice it because I ride the bus a lot, going all in my adventures everywhere.
Yeah.
And when you have a layover at a bus station at 4 a.m. in random town,
random town USA.
I don't know if you guys have ever ridden the bus too much, but
not at 4 a.m.
not at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going a distance, you know, there's going to be times, but there are a lot of random people ride the bus. a lot of random people. And so you have a layover and you're sitting somewhere, and sometimes I'll be getting coffee or I'll just be sitting reading the magazine or something. And I have this tendency to attract random people by sitting still.
And what is about that? Why do you think?
I have no idea.
Like, you haven't once been like, I think I'm
like
gonna wear different pants today or something like that.
No, because sometimes I look like I'm a bum. like I'm riding the bus and like, you know, usually, you know, you're, especially if you know you have like a 12-hour bus ride,
yeah,
or like bus trip,
you'd be comfortable.
You're comfortable. Like, I don't even wear makeup and stuff because it's just going to smudge on your face when you're sleeping. Like,
yeah.
You just, like, I'll sit in my hair. I'll have a ponytail off the side of my head. And, like, I'm trying to keep all my, my bag and my coat or whatever close to me. And I'm sitting there sometimes, like, half in a daze from sleeping or whatever. And just random people. Like, my most recent time was this coming. I was on my way, I guess, going back to New York, but we had to, this other guy that came over to me.
I was like,
I'm sitting in the, I think I was in Asheville, was the bus station I was in.
You're like nectar to the randoms.
Yes, I am. It's a really strange hidden talent.
Superpower that you have.
Superpower, yeah. It is almost like superpower. I got to figure out how to like channel it into like benefiting me in a great way.
It hasn't benefited yet.
Because this guy comes. So he sees me in the Asheville station.
Also, it's not even on the bus. It's just in the station.
In the station. We're in Asheville. And so I kind of got, like, weirded out, which doesn't normally happen. Normally, I, like, just sit there and, like, let them speak their mind and, like, say whatever. And it's usually, like, random things. And he just, like, kept making weird eyes at me. So I got weirded out. And so I was just like, all right, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then, like, when I came out of the bathroom, I went and sat somewhere else. And then we got on the bus, and I guess he was on the same bus as me going to, it then had to go through Washington, D.C. And we stopped somewhere else between Asheville and Washington, D.C. Yeah. And at that stop, he came over to me and he's like, can you watch my stuff? And his stuff was a giant trash bag, a black trash bag of stuff. And this guy is like...
And that's almost like the scary thing, is that watch also, my stuff.
Well, yeah. You know.
In the D.C. Metro, they have like all these signs now since 9/11 that's like...
Don't watch.
They have a whole campaign that's called, have you seen my bag?
Yeah.
They're like, and they have the signs up all over. It's like, if you see a...
That'd be such a great skit.
Peculiar bag, ask. Go up to somebody and be like, have you seen this bag?
And what's more peculiar? What's
is
more
this your bag? Yeah. Is this your bag?
Is this your bag?
I kind of want to walk around and be like, have you seen my bag?
I had it the wrong way. But I like, have you seen my bag a lot better. But you're supposed to ask, is this your bag? And then if like it's unclaimed, you're supposed to go and tell the Metro people that there's an unclaimed bag.
I kind of want to set a bag somewhere and be like, is this your bag? And be like, nice. And like fake it up and like walk away with it.
You should just totally do something.
Or just like open it up
experiment.
And like have like awesome shit in there. And be like
an alligator.
And be like, sweet. Yeah, an alligator. Like, see, a whole bunch of iPods. Like.
What's more peculiar than just like a trash bag? You know what I mean?
I mean, anything could be in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
So
it
this
could
guy,
be trash, or it could be thousands of dollars.
Who knows what this guy? He was like to paint a picture for you. He's this kind of like scraggly white dude. Had maybe like.
Oh,
five
reason,
or six teeth.
For some reason, I thought he was black. I don't know why.
I thought he was white.
All types ride the bus. But he went on to tell me about how he was on his way to Washington, D.C. to talk to Congress about patents on toys that he was going to make. And so we start having this conversation. And I'm trying to understand what he's trying to do because I was trying to explain to him, like, well, you know, you can't go to Congress for, like, a state-level issue because he was saying how, like, I don't know. So we had a whole conversation about that, and that's how it led to that we were talking about patents for these toys.
What's in the toys? Did you ever get into that?
Yes. He goes on, and he's like, do you have a pencil and paper? And so I'm like, yes, I do.
Never leave home
like,
without it.
Getting my pencil and paper out, and I'm like, give it to him. And he's, like, writing things down for me.
Goodness.
One thing which I thought was very interesting. He spells OV, like the way these kids are learning phonics these days.
Nice.
And he spelled a couple other words that
is that what's
he spelled
happening?
It
they're
out
spelling,
phonetically.
They're spelling it of? OV? I didn't know that.
They teach phonics. It's so weird. They don't even learn the alphabet, but apparently it makes you a better reader. I don't know. I was taught way different than phonics.
You were taught the proper way.
The proper way. I know I had like a hybrid of phonics and whole language, which I think that's good. You got to know how to like pronounce stuff and read the whole word.
It's true.
But he goes to like write down this whole list about how he was coming out with a line for Britney Spears was the first topic.
What?
With a whole bunch of bobbleheads.
Oh my goodness. But he's giving away
bobbleheads
like,
and pencils. Right. And so I was
Which
telling him,
what
I,
he should
I was
protect.
Like, you should not. Exactly. So I go into telling him, like, you really shouldn't tell people about this. And then he was like, so then we go on to all these different levels of this conversation. And then I'm realizing during this, I'm like, one, I'm attracting these weird people. Two, I'm like helping these weird people stay. It's like, what am I supposed to do? I'm at the bus station. It is now like 9 in the morning or something, and I have had no sleep since 4 in the morning when I met this guy. Like,
Do you think there's just word is going around that they're like, oh, if you run into Lawrence, she'll help you out.
Ride the Greyhound.
4 o'clock in the morning, she will arrive. You know what I mean? Like, there's this myth of you that...
You never know.
What? Look out for the redhead. Watch for her. Speak your... She'll speak your language.
And then there's, like, a hobo's code, and then they'll mark, like, their interaction with you.
Do you think that's what's like, happening, Lauren?
What were those, like, the like gang signs or whatever when they, like, do graffiti? Yeah. And they're, like, they'll, you like, know, mark... we killed so-and-so at the exactly. loft. But it's, like, a... tag.
They have like a Lauren tag that they'll be like, I interacted with Mario on this bus.
I think that's what's happening. The word is getting out of Lauren Chaslow's adventures.
Man, if you're trying to do that rock, just do that rock and ride the bus.
I don't know what that's
maybe
supposed
you'll run
to
into Lauren and she'll talk to you.
Is that how they talk?
Yeah, pretty much.
Crackheads, yes. Generally, they all sound about like that. Even the women.
Now, do you attract the
spider bags? Spider bags.
Crazy women, or is it just weirdo guys?
So, yes, crazy women too, but mostly weirdo guys.
See, what I don't understand about this guy, it's like he has these ideas for toys. Why does he have to go to Congress to talk to them? And then also he has an idea for a Britney Spears bobblehead, which I'm pretty sure might already exist if you Google it.
Yeah, I'm sure it like, does.
I don't know how that's original, though. It's not like he invented bobbleheads.
I know, and he was making pencils and something else. He was talking about, well, he was saying... This is the only thing that did make sense was he was saying he had unique illustrations of these people because he also wanted to do it for okay. Christina Aguilera.
Uh-huh. Oh, so he wanted to do like a I think all his
yeah
line.
Yeah. And,
it seems like he had his pitch perfect. Then he was ready to pitch this.
He's ready to pitch it to Congress.
I don't understand.
Pretty sure after if you've ever sat in an office in the Congress or in the Senate. And you listen to the people that walk into the office and the questions they ask usually are state level. And the people, it's usually an intern sitting at the desk. And yeah. they usually just go, I'm sorry, we can't help you. And people are like, but I just drove here from like Illinois and like, And they're like, sorry, like that's a state issue, state level issue. Like we can't help you.
So many people are just wasting their time
so
going
many,
to Congress.
It's just go read a book. Yeah. Read a book before you go to Congress. Like figure out what you're doing, you know, or write a letter first.
Is that something that have you ever thought about doing that?
Just taking
the
like,
bus
cross country to go talk to somebody about your idea yeah. for an invention? No. Especially like I'm trying to think of
I've got
like,
a lot of ideas. But I keep them all in my head.
Yeah, I don't like
well,
I
you
can't
share it
my
on the
journals.
Bus. Do you share it on the bus?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
How do you get
but not ideas that are like going to be patented?
How would you get rid of them? How do you get rid of them?
Write them in your notebook.
Because you're in the bus. I assume it's like when the ride ends.
Well, oh, you're talking about the ideas, getting rid of ideas,
or just people who like you know strangers and stuff that come
people.
Up to you.
This one was we were then on different buses because I was then going to New York and he was going to DC. So he got on a different bus and I was just like, see ya, my bus is leaving, you know. But then I don't know, it all depends. One of those things you gotta feel out. And sometimes if someone's being super shady, which is generally not the case. It's usually just someone who's a little mentally incapable. Yeah. But it's like I've worked with so many mentally incapable people on multiple levels. And that it just doesn't bother me. Like I can understand them and like where they're coming from, even if it's like, dude, baby, like,
what does that mean, baby?
Like, honey, like you know, just
you
want
to like cradle. You have the. Do you have a motherly instinct to take care of all this the nomads? you know what I mean?
The crack addicted nomads, yeah. Or the schizophrenics yeah. that wander the plains. No, just like. You just want them to go where they will be. Because even these people that are kind of crazy, like, they have some sort of purpose, you know?
Yeah.
They just need to be given that direction, you know?
Yeah.
Or be placed somewhere where they can... Like, this guy. he's probably as crazy as he is. If you sat him as a think tanker without telling him, like, we're going to sit you in a think tank. Like, honestly, he's probably getting, like, SSI, disability, like, Social Security, something or other. And he has enough money to, like, survive. And then you can be like, hey, we're going to pay you to come sit in here and talk to us or whatever. And so you're paying him and it's just and whatever. But then you're just, like, talking to him about random stuff. See, this would be a way to use this to my advantage.
Yeah.
Sit the crazies in a room and just, like, pull crazy ideas. Yeah, like, we could write amazing scripts about this.
Just record the whole thing.
Yeah. Just take down bullet-pointed notes. Like, honestly, just be like, and that's a fantastic one.
What do you have to say, Jerome?
Tell me what happened yesterday. What is your girlfriend like? You know, no girlfriend, but they'll tell you what their girlfriend's like.
Yeah. So you have the ability to that is your, like, your superpower, basically.
It is I guess it's a superpower if I want it to be.
I think it's super. Is, like,
it's super, well, and it's a power.
Well, Lauren did host the house show episodes that you did, so maybe your superpower is just, like, being able to talk to people.
See, that was,
like, interviewing people.
Right, yeah. I mean,
that was what's great about that, is, like, because even in between shooting the shows of House Show, for people who don't know at home, Lauren and I both worked on a show. I produced a show called RVA TV House Show, in which we filmed bands in all the venues in DC, in Richmond, and we it was sort of a mixture of Crash TV, Music TV, and, you know, whatever we wanted to make out of it. But there's segments in the show where we basically sent Lauren out to ask questions of the, like, random questions to bands and to famous people at a certain point.
My favorite of all time was, like, Lauren asking, what's that guy's name?
Was it Girl Talk?
Yeah, well, what's his real name? Gil something?
Greg Gillis.
Greg Gillis. Girl Talk, what his favorite McDonald's meal was, and then you got into a whole conversation about the McDonald's breakfast.
Because what was the
how it should be 24/7?
I don't, because as producer, I'm not really sure if I ever was like, Lauren, you need to go and ask.
I don't even
him
know where
questions.
That came from. Where did that come from?
I forget what our workflow was. Did I tell you to be like this or
no,
say like ask
nothing.
This, or was I just like, all right, you have 30 minutes to ask him questions, just ask him a whole bunch of questions?
I think, well, it's definitely because one-on-one conversations with people are definitely my stronger point. But he was just cool. Greg Gillis is a very cool dude. He's, and some artists that have a very good understanding of the media and understand how to manipulate the media aren't going to give you a direct answer anyway. So you kind of have to abandon all direct and meaningful questions, which is kind of my philosophy anyway. I don't, as much as it's so boring to hear people's, you know, you don't want to hear about their favorite color and their favorite food and all that crap.
None of that, like,
but,
teen bop stuff.
You know, you don't, and with things
or
like
Tiger,
the...
What is it? Tiger Beat? Not a Tiger Beat.
Tiger
Beat. J16.
JTT. I, like, still have a crush on Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, my,
like,
God.
Just for, I mean, I'm not really. I don't know what he looks like now.
I didn't even know that you had a crush on JTT.
JTT? Oh, yeah, and Ryder Strong. Like,
really?
Ryder Strong, oh, I'm okay with, but you know what? JTT, he always bothered me. Like, I never really thought he was hot. No offense to your
dream guy. No, you're okay. Don't.
But, like,
no,
I was just like, I was just like,
you know, we're big. You know, we're big, like, Boy Meets, World fans on this show.
Oh, yeah, huge. You're right. Yeah, you are huge.
Really,
I mean, I watched a lot of Boy Meets World. It was TGI Friday.
Hell
TGIF,
yeah, TGIF.
Specialty.
Really became a point in House Show where, like, as a producer standpoint, I really was just like, I want to see what happens if I put Lauren talking to this person. I want to put Lauren. You know, that's really what it was, because we had an unorthodox style show.
Right.
It wasn't sort of just like, oh, so tell us about the creation of your music. It wasn't anything like that. You know.
And
what
even
I mean?
Like, when you interviewed Guar, you were, like, wearing some type of prom dress.
Yes. Well, that was Joe and I had a conversation. He was saying, he's like, you know, they're going to be wearing their costumes. They won't do an interview without their costumes on.
Yeah.
And so he's like, so you really need to, like, match them or something. You need to do something else here. Like, you know, so I show up in costume, which I think they got a huge kick out of it.
Because we're like, well, if they're going to do that, we got to top them. You know,
right.
What I mean?
Yeah. And they got a huge kick out of it, which is why they played back, you know, and messed around with us and stuff. you know, they are another example of people who very much know how to manipulate the media back. Yeah. Like they're just like, we're not going to tell you anything we don't want to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's always so tough when you in that type of like music environment or backstage environment to be like super serious. Because like there's a lot of already a bunch of shows that were already trying to be super serious, and I want to be serious about not being serious when it comes up, but it still comes off as serious. So I know there are some people that are like, why? How come Lauren isn't asking the hard hitting questions? And then my answer was like,
HQ.
Yeah, and I was always just like, why? Why does Lauren have to ask the hard hitting questions? Don't you want to just see what happens here?
Let's just see what happens. I think we need to, if we were to ever do this again, we need to like plan interviewing time better to have a little more space to be able to like. Like venture off into these unknown lands, unexpected territory.
You literally had probably I'm not gonna lie, but you probably had an hour conversation with Girl Talk.
You think so?
Because you had at least 20 minutes, so at least probably 40 to 45 minutes. You had 20 minutes before the show. And then you had at least 20 minutes after the show.
After the show.
You just like kept on going.
After
just, like,
the show,
anything.
Time was... that was... Well, we were... Because, well, he was exhausted and sweaty. And then we're like, just hung out like, with friends a little bit too.
Yeah, and we're like, come on, do another interview. And he's like, okay, guys.
We had a bunch of people also on like side camera doing stuff. Yeah. You know,
that
we were
show,
tired.
I was not physically present for that show, but just watching the video of all those kids dancing on stage.
Yeah.
There was like hundreds of kids right next to
him. I was
him.
Right there with them. And I
it
wonder
was
almost.
Very crazy.
Do we have any shots? I would like to see some of the stuff that has not gone to air for these shows. Because I've talked
there's
to
so
a
much.
Lot. There's so much.
There's so much.
Because there's a lot of people I talk so to. People waiting outside of shows or people performing outside of shows. Or in this instance, dancing on stage in the middle of literally hundreds of people. And I have Charles Bevin is one of the videographers for it.
There is no such thing as a videographer.
Camera off.
Whatever. We got Charles behind the camera. He was standing up and Charles is what, probably 6 feet tall? Or
probably.
Something
tall.
And I'm about 5'7". And he is with his arms straight up in the air, holding the camera up and pointing it down. And I'm underneath being bounced back and forth between like all these kids. And, you know, it's like people have drinks and there's kids who are clearly just like their pupils are so big. And you're just like, oh, my God. And then you look over at like Greg Gillis and he has, which is something else I wish we had put in there. He has this entire process of putting his
but we did do
computer.
The,
did you get some of
we
that?
Got the we
of him putting he puts like saran wrap
yeah,
over
yeah.
his
we
computer.
Have, at the beginning of the episode it's like it's a quick montage of him putting that together.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
The beginning of the episode?
Yeah. At part one is like there's like a girl there's like the music goes like girl talk. But when you're watching
I thought he's just sitting there.
No, he's putting the first cut is him dialing in what he's gonna put. The second one is him putting saran wrap, but the cuts are just like second.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like slow motion put saran. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought that was a fun time, but because I had a lot of supplemental material that I had as like house show extras that I gave to them that they never posted. So there were segments. There at least 20 episodes of you just out. Just interviewing
and RVA still has them.
No, I mean I have. Them. Oh, I don't know what they did with them. But it's
they're like this is crap.
But that's what happens. I don't think it was crap. I thought it was entertaining because it was live. But you know, it's what happens when it's you know when ideas are not fully managed on that situation. I was just producing the show, and then you know you hand it over and let's see what the network thinks.
See what they do.
But it was really a good time because it's like going into it, house show, and you know. We didn't really know how big or how far we can take this. And you know what? We went to like every single venue.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. And we all, I feel like we all had a good time and we all almost like died at one point. You know?
It's a sign of a good production. Everyone almost died,
that,
but no one died.
That duo that had the album called What's Inside the Box?
Vermillion Lives.
Yeah.
My favorite episode just as a viewer was the Girl Talk, Vermillion Lies, and Guar.
Girl, those are your favorite episodes?
Yeah, like those were the ones that really stood out.
You like Tiger City?
I like, that's my favorite. Tiger City.
He was wearing the NASA shirt. That's where I got that idea from.
I just love them. Like,
I just love them.
There are certain people when you just meet them and you can see eye to eye with them, like artist to artist and like intellectual to intellectual, and there's like a level of respect and just like so many components are necessary to just be like, oh, you are awesome. Let's sit down and let's talk. And like, those are my favorite people to talk to.
Yeah.
And also it was pretty easy to talk to all of them, which is usually, like I was saying before, it's easier for me to talk one-on-one with people, but I was able to like, you know, manage them pretty well because they're all kind of just like laid back dudes.
It's also, it was a unique situation.
They're funny. They're hilarious. They were hilarious. And their music, I think their music's great personally.
It is great. I really enjoyed it.
The kind of like 80s vibe?
Yeah. I mean, I love that too.
Yeah.
It was a unique situation because it's like, I guess like the headliners, I guess sometimes would not expect us also to cover the opening acts and stuff like that. And it's cool to see that contrast of attitudes in a way when you're like, oh, they weren't as open, but then the people who are still hungry for the spotlight, they're more open or to talking about the process. I always thought that was interesting. But when you were going through New York Comic Con, so I want to get back into this because you didn't really expect that to be. What were you expecting when you went there? Because you're on that Friday was the only day that you were there, right?
Well, I go into most. That is the only day I was there. I go into most things expecting the unexpected.
Because were you expecting Asbury Park Comic Con? Or when going into that?
No, I knew it would be bigger. Especially when you told me there was it was supposed to be guaranteed 500,000 people, and it ended up doubling that, right? So there was 1 million people over the course of the four days.
It looked like a massive.
It was just mass chaos.
It looked like all of New York.
Honestly, I was mostly at the table the whole time, but I just knew like the few times that I did get up in the general crowd, it was just like being dragged like an ocean.
Yeah. Well, see, I love those kinds of things. It's like, like I had said before, it reminds me of a festival. What it really reminded me of, and I love stuff like that. Like, the only thing that could have made it better is if they had had live music in the same room. I think they had live music play that night or something, but they weren't.
They had, like, Ben Folds 5 or something.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was, like, away in, like, another auditorium or something like that. But that's the only thing, if they had had some sort of like musical element for me personally.
Well, I guess the musical element that they did have was probably just the sounds of the video games and all
that is the cool noise there. And they have those like crazy, it was sponsored by someone, like I want to say like Nintendo or something.
Probably Nintendo. I don't know.
Like a cave that you walk through and it was like all glowing. And
oh, those are Ninja Turtles?
Maybe Ninja Turtles.
It was like a little like sewer underground section. Yeah, I think
it
was probably
takes
Ninja
you from
Turtles.
Like the vendor side to the whatever the other comic.
That was cool
side.
Too. But I did. You're right. That's a good comparison to like amount it to a festival because there was like even like the celebrity area. I saw Mini-Me there.
Oh wow! Nice.
I was like, oh, it's Mini-Me. Like I wasn't expecting to even see him there, and I'm like, he's signing autographs. All right.
I remember Mini-Me would the security would not let people take photos of him, so they would like just
you
stand
had to like pay
him.
To like physically take a picture with him, but. Yeah, they were just.
How do I get one of those gigs?
Just to stand.
Like, no, no,
to
no.
Sit there?
Put your camera away.
Yeah. Oh, I thought, like, just to stand behind a table because.
This is like Santa. It's like seeing Santa.
It's like you can't take pictures of Santa without paying. And then, like, people would block the camera with their hands. Like, get out of the way. You know, pictures of Vern Troyer. Like.
I don't know how you control things like that.
You can't.
I think it's ridiculous.
You just have to try. You attempt to.
I didn't see anybody in the line like willing to pay for a picture.
I guess he's miniature, so if you just like put an awning over top of him or something.
Like I knew obviously he's mini, but like
put like a bounce board there so he just like overexposes and all.
Seeing him in person though, he was really tiny. Really tiny.
Like is he smaller than the average little person?
He looked like a toddler.
A toddler.
Like I'm really not trying to be mean about it, but he looked like a toddler with a human grown
was
male
he wearing
head on.
Like
that's what it is.
Was he wearing his like iconic suit from
I don't think so.
He has to wear that wherever he goes out.
Please wear the suit.
He was like really tiny, and then like afterwards I looked him up on the internet because I was just curious about his life, I guess.
Yeah.
And like because I was like, what's he up to, you know? Yeah. And like, apparently he got married to, like, a Playboy playmate. Like, a blonde, Barbie-ish type woman. And, like, it's amazing, though, because he was only up to her knee. Like, he
literally?
Was, I don't know. I might
when she's wearing heels? Or
yeah,
like,
I think she's wearing heels. But still. He was only, he honestly, he could, like, just look up her skirt. You know, like.
I mean, he's fine.
I don't know. Hey, I don't know exactly what their
relationship. Will you marry me?
I don't even have to get down on my knees. Like,
she's just like, I'll marry you if you high five me.
But, like, she apparently. Like, but apparently, like, they didn't last very long, and she just basically took his money from what I've heard.
Duh.
And, oh, yeah. But also, it's like, can you imagine being that woman? Like, it's one thing to date him. Okay, whatever. But to physically go through marrying him and, like, walk down the aisle and, like, look at him and being like, I have that game plan. Like, or did she go into it, like, thinking, like, we're going to last forever?
I mean, I hope he was, like, smoking her up, like, all the whole time they were dating. And, like, while she said yes and while she was walking down the aisle. And then she was like, oh, my God, what have I done? But, yeah, like.
This was just supposed to be a joke.
Yeah. I just don't understand how, like, I mean, I don't know.
Or, I'm like, why didn't he sign a prenup? If he had brought that up, maybe she would have been like, oh, I don't want to. Yeah, I guess it's true love, yeah. But not, well, I guess she's a playmate. Doesn't she have money, or did she not?
I think most of the playmates, I mean, they might have some. I don't know what level of playmate she is.
Yeah, there's different levels of playmates.
But there's different levels. Like, if you're Hef's, like, main squeeze, that's one thing.
If you're, like, a cover girl, that's, yeah.
If you're just, there's a lot of them that are just at the mansion, and they are playmates. And they've made, like, but they basically get. Their payment is to live at the mansion. Like, they get... I don't know.
You're
I don't
here
know.
Until you start wrinkling.
Yeah, it's like, you can,
don't stay
you
in that water too
here.
Long.
Like, there's a whole bunch of them there.
I hope you read some books while you're in the mansion.
I don't know what they do there, but, you know. It looked pretty fun. I did
Do you
see
think a, there's a library there?
Yeah, probably.
There has to be at
I
least
saw,
one book or two.
Yeah. Books. I saw, like, a couple episodes of The Girls Next Door.
Oh, I forgot about there's that show.
Is that show
how
still on?
How many seasons
no.
did it last?
Because I know Hef had, like, some new girls, but they weren't as good. I don't know how many seasons it was.
He's like, I'm sick of taking this Viagra.
I'm sick of all you girls. I never really got into, like, the Kendra character either. Like, I was like, why is she there? Like, I don't know. I don't want to talk bad about her, like, on public airwaves, but, like, I don't know her, but it was always like, why is she a playmate? Like, she wasn't horrible or anything, but she
I don't
was
know
just,
what she
I don't
looks like.
Think, but
she
I don't,
was one of Hef's main squeezes.
See,
he had
so she's
them.
Blonde and has huge fake tits.
Pretty
and
much.
She's about to get plastic surgery tomorrow.
Probably. But she was like the sporty Spice of
She them. Wears silky pajamas all the time.
That's the prerequisite. How
but,
do you,
you
look
episodes,
how do you look in silk pajamas?
I liked the one that was like a Halloween episode, and they had a crazy Halloween party at the mansion.
Kind of cool.
Crazy costumes, craziness. But it was awesome. I was like, hell, I would go to that party.
Yeah. I would go to that party. I don't know if that would be like one of those parties where you go and you're on sensory overload the entire time.
Well, you know, it's just probably going to be just a mess of other girls.
It's like whores and dudes that want to fuck whores.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to call playmates whores because I know some of them are just like, you know.
They're just models. Right?
They're just trying to make it, you know, everybody's got to make a living.
I bet it's pretty tough for a guy to get in there though.
I remember, like, what was it, MTV Made?
She said they're all whores.
One of the
they're
girls
not,
was
not.
Like, my
that.
Life ambition is to be in Playboy. Like, there are
that's
some
their
people.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, that's crazy. That's not my life ambition.
That's good.
But
on one hand of it, like, I can see it, though.
I'm
like,
not
if
saying
you
it's...
are, like, a full-on model and you're, like, living the life and you're like, I'm a model, I'll just take my clothes off. My body is my art.
I think
point,
it would be,
like,
it would be cool to, like, be, like, I want to be in Playboy. Like, I want to earn a spread in Playboy where all my clothes are on. I think that would be a cool goal.
Like,
do
just
they,
straight
like,
up.
Do
if
they
you
do
are
that from
so
normal
cool
people
looking, like,
that aren't celebrities, though?
I mean, probably not. Unless you're, like, so... Unless you can, like, make something so awesome that, like, people are like, yes! And
yes,
you're wearing all of your clothes.
Her clothes on.
Yes!
I always liked on the Playboy, when you open it, it has, like, the little sheet or something that they fill out, like, my turn-ons and my
turns-offs.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
When, where is this at?
Like,
in the centerfold.
Inside centerfold, they get to, there's like this little fake form that they fill out.
Is this the part that you read in the Playboy?
I guess you can read it.
It is words.
So that, so you open up the spread. I'm not familiar with this. So you open the spread and there's like what, like kind of like
in on one side there's
Teen
like,
Beat, how it's like JTT. It's like really JTT. Likes spaghetti.
Yeah, the food I like, my height.
It's legitimate. That's what it is.
It's like guys, guys that turn me on.
Because there's a center spread for the whoever is like the Miss September, and then the opposite side has like
guys
the,
who turns them on,
or they'll
I mean, they're
like
list.
The hottest girl and they're like in they say qualities,
yeah, it's not necessarily
they
named.
Say qualities,
they'll just say like
do
guys
they give, like their top five qualities,
it's always like they have to make me laugh.
Oh, that's so stupid. But I mean, they have to make you laugh.
Like, maybe, it's a demand.
Maybe that's
now.
What, like Vern Troyer won that lady over because
he
she
has
just,
to make
she just
me
looks
laugh.
At him and she's just like, ha, 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 ha. You make me laugh.
Well, he certainly makes
I'm gonna
me laugh.
I'm going to marry you now. Now I'm a millionaire.
I guess that's the goal of like any person coming up is like, I'm going to grow up and I'm going to marry a Playboy model. And then some girl's like, well, I'm going to grow up and be a Playboy model. And you just put them together.
Just put them together.
They deserve
each other.
And then
they divorce or whatever that happens afterwards.
Or it's true love and they're like, yes, I married a Playmate.
Who else is married
but
to
see,
a Playmate?
But see, now these days, you can. There's like so many versions of Playboy that you can be a Playboy Playmate and not really be important.
Yeah.
But there's Cyber Girl
How many Playmates have there been over the years?
Well, if there's 12, if you do just a centerfold.
No, those are just the cover girls. But then there's like all these other side like
yeah, there's likes. Like there's like college Playboy or
do they
like
talk
top.
About what they like or no?
Do they talk
I
about?
Haven't
they like?
I haven't looked.
It's irrelevant.
College.
Like they're not important enough to know what
they're
they
probably
like.
Not important enough. Like, maybe I don't know.
Well, I would say what kind of food I like, but I don't eat food.
Lauren, seems like you want to. This seems like you want to fight some Playboy Playmates.
I do not want to fight any
Playboy. What's gonna happen at that
you're
Halloween
like,
party?
You're like these titties aren't real, girl. You cheated,
girl.
That'd be so awesome if you go. If you're actually when you go to the Playboy Mansion, like one of those parties, like they all start to talk to you, like one of the like the strangers do, like in the real life. They have all these
they're
ideas.
Like, let
you
me
know
tell
what
you
mean?
About my idea. You're like, I'm gonna go to Congress.
You're like, because
they're cracked out.
Cracked out.
Girl, you should ride the Greyhound.
Greyhound.
I wonder what would happen if you like threw a couple Playmates on a Greyhound and just like sent them somewhere and see
anywhere.
What happens.
And see what would happen if those weird guys.
Reality television.
We're coming up with
the next
concepts.
Horrible show.
We gotta go tell Congress.
We gotta go tell Congress.
So they don't take our idea. We gotta get it copyrighted. And they can make pencils of it, of the girl on the subway or on the metro.
Make pencils.
Make pencils of it. I don't know if it, but like I feel like these days it's not really as big to be a Playboy playmate, a Playboy model because I feel like now they're.
You can just Google on the internet and see naked women.
Yeah, and see just titties anywhere. You know, you can go to Facebook and see titties if you want.
But don't you think it's more glamorous to be in like a glossy magazine to be like, hey, I'm published.
I mean, I'm
not just
quite a fan of like tangibility, but. That's me personally.
Well, you're
and I'm not like beaten off to hot girls' tits.
Yeah. There's other stuff you can't do.
Or admiring their, you know,
the shapeliness,
fake tan bodies.
Fake tan bodies.
I'm just giving.
There was a time where the Playboy model was a little bit more real, like in the 70s.
Yeah.
But then the
yeah.
early like the Pamela Anderson time.
They should do like a throwback issue.
A throwback issue.
And make it like
and have the bush.
I mean
I'm just like we're back.
Bring back the bush.
BBB. That's what it is. BBB issue.
That'd actually be awesome if they did a throwback issue.
I've taken some pictures of a chick with a massive bush. And dudes in New York love it. It is crazy. It is really chicks in New
York.
Wait,
so how did you bring this about? You're like, listen, I'm gonna take a picture of you. I'm gonna show it
No, I used her Club. For this other project I was taking pictures for, and massive. She actually came as the villain.
How did you measure that?
Well, she's awesome. Dubs, I love you, girl. And she... she would be totally cool with this. She's very cool. She's very cool.
But what if when people find out it's all gone?
And, she's like something... We did this thing, and she was telling me, she's like, you know, this is actually the first time I've ever done a shoot with my clothes on. And I was like, yeah? And she's like...
You were like, yeah?
I was like, okay. And she's like, yeah, I'm on Model Mayhem. You should, like, check it out, you know, whatever, whatever. So we exchanged information, because she was... I mean, she totally filled in a spot, like, she linked through another person and helped me out.
Yeah.
And so then we were talking. I saw some of her stuff, and, like, you know, she definitely has, like, done some photo shoots and everything. And so I was like, yeah, like, let's link up. We linked up and we did a little photo shoot. It was just like on the fly, and
like all natural light.
All natural. And it was she.
What was the concept of this though? So people know.
Well,
going
we were talking about it, and so the concept ended up being the au naturel factor, because she's a very much she's a black girl, and she's awesome. Like, she's got some tats, and she's got some nipple piercings, and
some, as in more than one.
Yeah, like I think each boob, if I can remember correctly. I haven't studied it that closely to remember, but at least one of her boobs is pierced.
It has to be at least one.
I know there is one nipple ring there, and so she and she also had.
It's almost like if you're doing one, you should do two. Have I seen people with just one?
Yeah, a girl with a dragon tattoo has one.
She just has one? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know.
I never really looked, except for only on Dave Navarro. It's the only place I've looked. He has both.
But so the concept was like just natural. Or natural.
It was au naturel. So it's au naturel. Like throwback 80s style. And this is kind of what we went for.
And this was part of your Snarky Studios projects, or was it something different?
This was a Snarky. I guess it was a. You could throw it under Snarky Studios project. It was very. It's going to fall under stuff I'm doing that's very, like, women's lib oriented. I'm not, like, spearheading any kind of women's lib operation or anything, but I am giving media attention to people who are doing things like that. So Dubs is someone who is, she's all about, like, just like free, like, she's so cool. She's just like,
she's
free
all
love,
natural.
All natural femininity, just like bringing back old school
does
stuff.
Does she shave her armpits?
Yes, I think so. Okay. This is again. I think so.
I think I'm asking a little bit too much.
No, that's
deep
okay.
question, but
I think
I was
she'd
just
be
wondering.
She'd be okay because she asked me before. You know, whatever. So she. But it's very cool. We had her in some graffitied out sneakers, like high top sneakers, and she also has these big, huge earrings in that are like heart shaped. And I ended up posting up some of them. Some of them in New York, we did like a test project, and I think there's going to be an art installation at some point with other people.
Are her images
involved.
Online?
They are not online. Okay. They're in the can for me right now, holding on to them until I have a whole collection. And then we're going to do kind of like this street art, naked lady mashup art installation. And it's going to be, it's going to be pretty, pretty cool, I think.
So. But you said that she had the biggest bush that you've ever seen.
I mean, it's a pretty massive bush. It's a lot. It's like an afro. It is, dudes. You got a great, you know.
And you showed this to other guys, and like, oh yeah.
I mean, some dudes. Well, okay. So one of the pictures that's really awesome that people like is she's like kicking the camera, and so it actually her leg. Blocks out the bush, so it's just like kind of like a titty shot with like graffitied out shoes, and it just looks really cool. And that's the one a lot of the chicks really like, that one. Then there's this other one where she's like up against the wall and like doing this thing with her arms, and the way I present the photograph, it's like a full body shot. That's where you see, and it's like everyone's reaction is whoa, like that's everyone's
stand
reaction
back.
Is like damn,
because
it's like
back.
The bush is like at the middle of the photograph, like it is front and center right there. But the cool thing, like I flipped the picture upside down, so the way it's presented, it looks like she's doing a handstand that's like off kilter and stuff, and it just looks really, it's just cool, it's just off the wall, which is the kind of shit I like. So we'll see how it goes. We got more coming. We got more of that stuff coming. Off the wall, naked chicks.
Well, I mean,
coming to a neighborhood near you.
You got to give something for everyone in that. You know, that's something for the whole family to enjoy.
Children.
You should pull out one of those photos to one of the freaky guys that you're next to.
You're like, what do you think of my news work here?
Yeah.
Well, that is not how we make them go away. I'll tell you that.
They'll stick around. They'll be like, what's up with this girl? I'm going to stay here, find out more information.
Like, can I buy you coffee?
Did their eyes bug out too, like the way you just did?
Yeah.
Probably.
Maybe like in another life, like you had like a Mother Teresa power that's transferred over.
Yes, that's what we'll tell my mom. Mom, really? This is
it's a Mother Teresa. What you're
so as we close this show, are you enjoying all the traveling that you're doing? It seems like you're doing a lot of good traveling.
I have been traveling a lot. It's just been like everyone I need to work with is in a different place. And then
the whole world.
While I'm doing that, I guess it's just like my way of doing things is just like everywhere. I try to just like on my way to anywhere do something else, and so that will like get my project to move forward or like help with the things I'm working on. And so it's just like as I'm on my way places doing things or to see people I need to see or then projects I have in the works and stuff, and it's just like getting things done.
You're gonna be on like on tour forever, just like Carol and I. We're always gonna be on tour. You're gonna be on tour. Traveling the nation.
I think it's good. Don't stay stagnant like that. You
yeah,
know?
It is. Yeah. Good.
And you're seeing all these new places.
It is. It's kind of cool. You know, Asheville at 4 a.m, not so exciting.
But it's a good tale. It's cool.
I would like it's getting a little lonely.
Don't tell people that.
It does though. I mean that's honestly, and so I hope that we move into a place where it's like I can like hopefully the goal is to move into a place where I'm doing these projects are a little more long and working with people over the course of a period of time and traveling with them, and then you're not by yourself and you're getting work done during that time and
yeah,
things like that.
But. So where can people find you? Can people still see your work at the Snarky Studios?
Snarkystudios.com is about to get back up.
Cool.
Thank goodness. It's been down for a long time. But we have a web designer on that. We're actually getting that done this week.
Cool.
And,
so I say everyone should go out and check out snarkystudios.com when they get a chance.
Snarkystudios.com. And we're going to get laurenjaslow.com.
Oh, yeah, laurenjaslow.com.
That is a Joe-inspired operation.
Well, Lauren, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
It's always been good. Everyone at home, go home and check out Lauren. Look forward to laurenjaslow.com, right?
laurenjaslow.com and snarkystudios.com.
Snarkystudios.com. And, of course, check
Facebook
out on the Facebook and all that. And then, of course, check out astrayproductions.com.
Yes.
goastray.tumblr.com. curls-studio.com. curls-studio.com/curls.
Sketch before sleep is my favorite.
And Lauren, once again, thank you for being on.
Yes,
Carolyn.
You're an awesome guest.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. You guys are awesome hosts.
I'll see y'all later. See you, Carolyn.
See you next time, guys.
23 Skidoo.